The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
In John chapter 14, verse 12 says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. God bless you for tuning in. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Are you ready for greater work? If you missed our previous broadcast, we are on podcast. You can go to our website, sogmi.org. Again, it is sogmi.org. Lots of things are happening, body of Christ. I just received a testimony from the Philippines, from Hope of Life Church under the leadership of Bishop Edgar, from Richard and Grace, that the fire of revival lit the Iloilo City, which is a city in the Middle Island, the region of the Visayas, and God is moving mightily. CCFI is being used by God under the leadership of Pastors Joel and Julnes Humalon and their anointed leaders in firing and continue the fire of revival in the Mindanao region. And here in San Antonio, I have been joyfully busy in placing the core team in their post in the kingdom of God concerning the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. And we are working and doing our part in the fulfillment of the prophecy to the church for 2016, that we will look good, feel good, live good, sound good, be good, and do good, all for God's glory, for your benefit, and for the benefit of God's people. Whomsoever who believe will have a part, you need to jump in, make the necessary correction in your life, and engage the Holy Spirit. He is more than willing to teach you. So how do you do that? How can God restore you as if you never turned your back on Him, as if you never rebelled? Because He loves you. He loves you while you were sinners, and you do not need to earn that love. He already loves you, okay? First and foremost, you need to do is to repent. Take responsibility. Don't blame anyone. Don't make excuses that you don't know. And let go of the past. Those are some of the prophetic instructions for 2016. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 12, Adam blamed God and Eve. He did not take responsibility. Eve took responsibility and she admitted that she was deceived by Satan and she ate the forbidden fruit. If we continue to justify our disobedience, our unbelief, or continue to blame somebody else, there is no room for restoration and repentance in our hearts. So we should not justify our actions by blaming others. You cannot be restored that way. Besides, we are commanded by the Lord to forgive and to forget about the past and release and forgive people from offenses committed against you. Determine in your hearts that you will not enable them to sin against you again and against God. I have been sharing with you that some of the people's blessings, the personal prophecies that were released in our business schools and even in our Sunday and Wednesday services about the role or the part of some members of the church in their part in the transfer of wealth, some let go of them and they continued to do what they had been doing. And they did not allow the Holy Spirit to really lead them. And those blessings were given to somebody else. They were given to the people that are productive and are producing godly fruits. Some of these blessings were given to me. This lines up with the parable of the talents. It is now happening to the church. We need to be productive by the Christ. I have been working with some apostles and prophets in the sports arena, and they are in a position right now to take over that industry. I am very excited for them, and God is excited for them. And God continues to call out godly people, even those that are already retired in the sports industry, for this transfer of influence and affluence in that arena. We continue to cover them with prayer, and after their busy season, I'm planning on meeting with some of them, hopefully here in San Antonio, and we will all hear from God together. I've been telling them, sometimes I'm in the meddling business. I wanted to share in their joy. And then once they hear and obey God, they can go on their way building the body of Christ, building the church in that arena. This is what it's all about. We are not in competition, but the apostles and prophets will continue to work hand in hand together in building the church in accordance to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. In the sports arena, summer is their busiest time of the year, but after the draft, they will have plenty of time to focus on hearing from God what is the next step to take. Glory to God. They never been this way before, and they need the Holy Spirit leading because God is expanding their sphere of influence. Some of the prophecies I released in other parts of the world, like in the Philippines, in the political arena, have already come to pass. Glory to God. Prophecies for United States of America, as well as the state of Texas, will continue to manifest. Political revival is here, whether you believe it or not. I do. So it is going to manifest. Many, many great things are happening, my dear brothers and sisters. You need to take your post. It's not too late. We are getting ready to do greater work in the kingdom of God, covering every sector of our society. This is what the gospel is all about. We are being sent forth to the world this time, in this season, to make disciples, yes, to preach the gospel in power, yes, to build a church, yes. But because we are living the book of Revelation, we are being sent forth to the world to rule and reign with Christ here on earth. Keep that in mind. And I have scripture for you. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, it says, I'm reading from King James Version, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is one thing that we need to be very, very mindful of. It is the purpose of God that in these last days, we will be kings and priests. As soon as we're born again, as soon as we are baptized by the Holy Spirit, we became priests forever to the order of Melchizedek, like our head, our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we became priests. But to be kings, you have to be prepared, and you need to be taught by the Holy Spirit. It's also in Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. We cannot add or take away from the book of Revelation. For you, for us born again Christians, we need to focus on the prophecy to the church and prophecy to God's people and ignore Armageddon. We have a job to do. Don't focus on the doom and gloom. That is not for you, my dear brothers and sisters. Our destiny in the book of Revelation is we will defeat Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, and the kingdom of the world will become the kingdom of our Lord and of Christ. Christ means anointed. So focus also on Revelation 22:17. If you don't believe me, it says, the Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit, and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. We must be led by the Holy Spirit when we evangelize. Things that worked for you and I for many, many years, even though they're good, they're not going to work now. They were in the past. The focus of evangelization in this time is about the love of God and not judgment. We are not going to be sin conscious any longer, but we are going to be love conscious or God conscious. We should not continue to preach to God's people from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But we should and we must preach the gospel from the tree of life, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord. So it is important for you to take your post in the kingdom of God. You are already a priest, but only few of us are really kings. Kings have kingdoms, okay? They rule and reign. They are in dominion over a specific sector of society, whether it's in financial, whether it's in a specific industry, sports arena, political, science and technology, art and entertainment. Those are different sectors of society that are also nations, okay? Nations are not necessarily countries, but countries are all nations. And we must take dominion. This is what the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence God is talking about. You know, this summer, God finally released me. Actually, He inspired me and He instructed me to take part in the transfer of wealth in the corporate arena. And I've been doing that for probably several weeks. And I asked God about it because I have been very busy with the ministry by itself. But I asked God, and He told me, because it is time now to prepare me to be king, to take dominion in other sector of society. And I've been asking Him to do that a long, long time ago, even before Freedom Fellowship Church. But He finally gave me the release, and now I'm working with my children, working with my husband in some other areas, and with a core team. And we are really enjoying every moment of it, because we know that we are in the perfect will of God, and now we can finance the gospel. We don't have to wait for the money to come in. As soon as the money comes in, then we can obey God almost instantly. If He wants us to go somewhere, and then we have the word of God, we have the anointing, we have the revelation, and we have the resources. I like it that way. I almost wanted to put a sign in the front of the facility, a sign that says, "This is not a begging ministry. Beggars are not allowed." But anyway, they don't last long anyway. As far as those that have a begging ministry, they will not last very long with me. I am nice. I am a nice person, but I'm also blunt. And for me, if I continue to enable those people, I am sharing part in their ignorance or in their sin. And I don't want to do that. I wanted to keep my hands clean. So we need to focus on the book of Revelation 22:17 when it comes to ministry. We need to engage the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit needs to lead. So concerning our loved ones, what you're going to do is you must make a declaration in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you are not going to lose a single member of your family to Satan. And then focus on the task ahead. And continue to move forward. Don't enable them. Don't finance their rebellion. Obey God. And God, keep this in mind, God loves them more than you love them. And you love them a lot. Don't believe in people, even Christians and sometimes ministers, that your family comes first. Then you are in total disobedience to the greatest commandment of all in Matthew 22:37, that we are commanded to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. Because when we do that, when we trust God with our loved ones, with our resources, with our own lives, we are telling God that we know who you are. You are a God who does not show favorites, who is merciful, who is almighty. But when we get in the middle of the dealings of our family, by our action, we're actually telling God, "I don't trust you. I don't want you to do this. I want to do it on my own." And that's when we prolong situation. That's when we postpone the inevitable that is going to come. And it is to the detriment of our loved ones. So focus on God and trust Him. And He will show great and mighty works. Okay? You know, we have, I don't think that Deb would mind me saying this. probably a few weeks ago, she found out that her brother is in the hospital in serious condition. She felt led to go and minister to him, and Nancy went with her. So they ministered to him, and they led him to Christ, and he got saved. Well, he passed on. He went home to be with the Lord a few weeks ago. See, God knows the perfect timing. You must trust him so that you don't need to be concerned about your loved ones, okay? And at the same time, for the others, for the wicked, we must pray that God the Father, through the Holy Spirit, will convict them of their sins and lead them to Jesus Christ for them to get saved. And let us pray that God will continue to frustrate their evil plots and their evil ways. Why? Because Jesus says that no one come to him, not unless his Father sends them. We need to pray that the Father will send them. If we are not led by the Holy Spirit in your sharing the gospel to others, you will not be effective. Why do I say that? Because we are living in the book of Revelation, and we are commanded by our Lord Jesus Christ in Revelation chapter 22, verse 11, this instruction or this command. The Lord Jesus gave us this command. Keep that in mind. Revelation 22, 11, and we cannot add or take away from this book. It says, let him who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let him who is vile continue to be vile. And let him who does right continue to do right. And let him who is holy continue to be holy. We must obey that command. You suffer the setbacks, repent, and then turn around and advance and move forward. And this is also the main reason why we should claim our loved ones for Christ and stop financing their sins, justifying them, or enabling them to continue in their rebellion against God. Okay? So focus on our Lord Jesus Christ instead. God will honor that request because it is His will that all men shall be saved, so much more for your loved ones. These are exciting times. Last week, we started on something concerning the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. We are being led by the Holy Spirit. It is so exciting. We do not need to fear. I don't know where God will lead us from here, what sector of society we're going to influence or take over, or what kind of business. All we know is it's going to be good. Because all good things come from God. So we are living in the book of Revelation, but you must live what was prophesied to the church. It has been a great plan of our Lord God that we be kings and priests here on earth. And this must be fulfilled before the Lord Jesus comes back to claim his bride. And he is coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We must be at the helm. Need to get out from the four walls of the church buildings and names and preaching the same old is not going to work. We must close or stop financing ministries that are actually daycare centers. Ministries must establish discipleship training program to mature God's people. This is the Lord's intent. This is God's ways of doing things. This is his purpose and his plan. For example, and a lot of people have said, no, I wanted to be on full-time ministry. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by being full-time ministry? You must obey God. You must take your post where God sent you. If you are still in the corporate world, it means to say, if you believe that the word of God is true, that the steps of the righteous are ordained by the Lord, then the Lord wants to give you something, wants to show you something, and wants to prepare you for something greater than where you're at right now. And if you are comfortable in your position of authority right now, then if God is moving you, trust Him. Trust Him that He will finish what He has started in your life and even in your career. Focus on ruling and learning how to rule the world. Okay? This is the Lord's intent. Example, David was a prophet first before he was anointed as king over Israel. When he was anointed as king over Israel, he focused on ruling God's people. Daniel was a prophet first before he became governor of Babylon. It was his prophetic calling and his heart, his pure heart, that promoted him to become governor of Babylon. But he didn't stop ministering before the Lord. Nehemiah was a king's cupbearer, and then he became the governor of Israel, or Jerusalem, after he built the walls of Jerusalem. All these great men focused on God. They did every assigned task with excellency. That is why they were promoted. Deborah was a housewife, but she was promoted to be judge over the nation of Israel. She did not stop being a wife of Laphidoth, because this is who we are. You cannot separate one thing and said you will become whole if this is who you are. Any assigned task that is given to us, we must do it with excellency, and we must trust God. Trust God with your relationship too. Trust God with your loved ones. Trust God with your resources. This is the one thing you must do. I don't care if your job is cleaning commodes right now. Do an excellent job while praising and praying to God, and you will be promoted in no time. Put God first. You are a believer and follower, and most of all, you are a child of the Most High God. You have been born again. You are a priest to the order of Melchizedek, like Jesus. Now it is time for you to be discipled or trained to be king. Even though you are already leader, even though you manage people right now, if you are not applying God's ways of doing things, then you will be missing a lot. You're still not taking your post. We need to manage. We need to govern, we need to rule in accordance to the principles of the kingdom of God. And I'm running out of time again. God bless you for tuning in. Call me at 210-695-1630, or you can email me at sonsofgod@satx.rr.com. I really wanted to encourage you. Get in line with what the Lord is doing here, even in our nation right now. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you and guide you into all truth. Trust Him. It's such an exciting life to be living and applying the principles of the kingdom of God in these last days. It's not too late for you. Make the necessary correction, okay? So I would like to invite you, if you're led by the Holy Spirit, to join us in our Sunday services. You are more than welcome. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off I-810. The morning service starts at 10:30 and the evening service at 7. We also hold services on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. It is a challenge for me to try to share with you everything that we've been receiving from the Lord over 30 minutes here on the radio broadcast. I'm playing catch up with you. And every week we've been getting instruction, confirmation, and revelation from a loving God. And we are transitioning now from the old same old thing to applying and implementing God's ways of doing things. It's very, very exciting. So call me at 210-695-1630. And God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.